First, a disclaimer. I've disliked coyotes for as long as I can remember. Sure, you can blame a certain roadrunner for sparking that emotion, but there's little one can do about it now. So the recent headline that warned residents of Batavia, Illinois, of coyote dangers, paraphrasing now, "Circle the wagons, there's a coyote on the loose," simply confirmed what I've known all along, that these animals will use anything, even TNT and runaway coal cars, to get what they want. In 2006, however, the coyotes in Batavia don't seem to be going much for blue-beeping birds. Instead, they've been preying on family pets, or so the article warned. Police suggested that pets and even small children be kept under watchful eyes. Now, I'm certain that there are coyote lovers out there who will argue that the dog-like creatures have been wronged and that they're an important part of the ecosystem. But it's clear that Illinois lawmakers, like me, learned their lessons well, sitting by the hearth, watching Looney Tunes. In Illinois, coyotes get no respect. Now, sure, the law seems to protect the animal at first read. It's unlawful for any person at any time to take, possess, sell, or offer for sale any wild mammals, including the coyote, except under certain circumstances. The trouble for the coyote is that those certain circumstances are mighty broad. One statute allows coyote trapping. Another allows coyote hunting. Another even gives hunters the option of using a small light to hunt coyote. Spotlight hunting is normally considered unsportsmanlike, but when it comes to the wily coyote, the gloves are off. As a final insult, the coyote is paired in hunting regulations with none other than the striped skunk. Recall the coyote's Saturday morning colleague, Pepe Le Pew, and you might detect a legislative theme here. That overbearing rooster could be next. The daily limit and possession limit on these varmint takings, none. But please contact your favorite attorney for important restrictions like the times and the months when you can do all that. The coyote is also listed in Illinois as a dangerous animal, right along with lion, tiger, ocelot, jaguar, or any poisonous or life-threatening reptile. No surprise, then, that part of the administrative code makes it a violation to sell any coyote as a pet. And just to be clear, the regulations for the Animal Control Act define wild animal as including the offspring of a mating between a coyote and a dog, so don't even think about it. As I'm writing all this, however, I think of the excitement in our car when we saw a lone coyote last fall. He didn't seem so terribly dangerous as he crossed the barren field. He looked sort of lonely, really, even misunderstood, like an old gray dog who lost his way. But then I think of the proud turkeys that have been hanging around my neighborhood lately. Just a few days ago, my husband saw them strutting down our street, proudly puffing as his car went by. I know what coyotes wish to do to birds. I learned as a child. And I sighed with the birds, just like always. I'm Amy Guy.